This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Yeah, we took a couple weeks off. I had fantasy drafts to run and many other things relating to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. Hope you're doing well. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. They come together in a little over a week. Plantation Palms Golf Club is hosting Todd Wright Tour XXXVI, our first ever 36-hole event, 18 on their mini golf course before 18 on their traditional 18-hole, 18 on 18. Go figure. Still getting started today. Par 72 course. I work with Jesse Pratt at Plantation Palms Golf Club. He has the course in the best shape it's ever been in, despite so much rainfall. And, of course, I strategically pick my tournament dates, and I pick the first Saturday of October for our sold-out Todd Wright Tour 36 for a reason, because of weather patterns, and I expect drier air, drier conditions, and maybe even some light jacket weather for our morning event coming up on October 2nd. Please visit Plantation Palms Golf Club to play mini golf, to hit balls under their lighted driving range. You can get lessons there. I think you will enjoy the golf course itself. And Mulligan's is a good spot. When Plantation Palms Golf Club a number of years ago reopened, they reopened with a renovated bar and restaurant that looks really good and stands out in that community as a destination for people who are not even playing golf. They just want to go to Mulligan's inside the Plantation Palms Clubhouse for drinks, lunch, dinner. Brandon Legal Group will have a foursome in Todd Wright Tour 36 of Plantation Palms Golf Club. All Brandon Legal Group wants me to remind you is that if you are in need of legal assistance and you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can call them or go on their website anytime for a free consult, and they are a full-service law firm. Again, full-service law firm. Whether it's family law, divorce, or insert your legal reason here, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I can't speak highly enough of how Brandon Legal Group supports Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, both from a playing standpoint and a prize standpoint. BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME. I mentioned my other podcast. If you are a fantasy player and you are not yet listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, what are you waiting for? We are already 29 episodes into a 50-episode season 6. I've been cranking them out. It's funny how the more you do podcasts, the more you learn about doing podcasts. So the first 29 episodes are there. You can find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast either on JoeBucksFan.com, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, and other major podcast providers. Also, remember the spinoff sponsored by Brandon Legal Group is the Bucks Bulletin. It's a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And every week, we've been doing this for a few seasons now, we do a fantasy exclusive preview of the Buck game that week and that week's Buccaneer opponent. So this week it'll obviously be Bucks Rams, and plenty of fantasy points in that game. So check out the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin for your fantasy needs. So how you been? It's been a couple of weeks, and all I wanted to do on this podcast was talk some more football, because we've already had a major domino fall in college football as it relates to a coaching job with, was one of my favorite nicknames too. Groundhog Clay was dumped by USC 2 games into the college football season. I was very outspoken when Clay Helton was hired by USC that it was the wrong move. You don't stick with interim head coaches based on the interim head coach's performance. You don't do it. It doesn't work 90%+ of the time. Now, I think the Pac-12 is not on the same level as the SEC. and it doesn't have any programs that are college football playoff worthy. Oregon has been the only Pac-12 program to even make the college football playoff. They have been close to getting there again, but the dominoes have fallen, and they have ultimately fallen short. But I can't even name you most of the coaches in the Pac-12. I mean, the fact that Chris Peterson left Boise State to go to Washington, and I actually take that back. Chris Peterson did get Washington to the college football playoff. I had tickets to that Peach Bowl game against Alabama and chose to sell them rather than go because I didn't feel the game was worthwhile, and it wasn't worthwhile. So yeah, Oregon has actually won a college football playoff game. If you remember, they blew out Jameis and FSU in the Rose Bowl the first year of the college football playoff before they lost to Ohio State in the national title game. They are the only Pac-12 program to win a college football playoff game. Washington is the only other Pac-12 program to make it. So I don't believe the USC job is a great job. I think there's only one name of significance until proven otherwise, and that's Urban Meyer to take that job. So this sort of spins into what I like to do early in every football season. And I'll look at it primarily from an NFL standpoint, knowing that the USC job is not only appealing to an Urban Meyer, but it might be appealing to other people who are currently employed by NFL teams, whether that's Eric Bieniemy, which I don't think would be the right move for USC, or otherwise, but other coordinators. So I'm just going to run down the divisions and give you my thoughts about which teams this time next year in the NFL will have different head coaches. I can't make a strong case for any team in the AFC East having a new head coach in 50 weeks. Sean McDermott, I think, is one of the best coaches in the NFL, and he's done terrific things with the Buffalo Bills. Brian Flores has improved the Dolphins. I don't think they're at Buffalo's level. The blowout loss to the Bills last week is a bad sign. I don't think they have their quarterback, whether that's Deshaun Watson or somebody else. And until you have that, I don't think you can be where you need to be. Just ask McDermott about having Josh Allen. But I think Brian Flores is capable. I don't think he's going anywhere. Although, just always file away. The owner of the Dolphins would love to hire Jim Harbaugh. That's been there forever. He's basically paying Jim Harbaugh to coach Michigan if you follow the money. And he'd love to pay him to coach the Dolphins, at which time Harbaugh would like to coach the Dolphins, and the Dolphins merit a new head coach. Bill Belichick, he calls his own shot. We have nothing to go on that he would retire, even though he's one of the three oldest coaches in the National Football League with Pete Carroll and Bruce Arians, more on Arians later. And the Jets have Roberts, Saleh or Saleh. I've heard it both ways. We'll see. I mean, it's a tough place with a lousy franchise like the Jets to prove you are a worthy head coach, but he was a coordinator who was worthy of being a head coach. Now let's see how he does. Or is he just best as a coordinator? From the AFC West standpoint, John Gruden's not going anywhere, and Raiders off to a good start this year. Broncos are off to a good start, but I'll make the case Vic Fangio will not be back next year. I never really liked the Fangio hire. He strikes me as a defensive coordinator only who doesn't want to deal with the extra stuff of being a head coach. And it just always seems like this Bronco offense is in transition until you get a head coach in there who actually knows something about offense. I don't think the Broncos are a Super Bowl contender. Andy Reid going nowhere. Chargers just hired the defensive coordinator from the Rams. I think he's over his head, but he's not going to be one and done with the Chargers. In the AFC North, Mike Tomlin is stable. John Harbaugh, he's one of the best coaches in the NFL, in my opinion. Kevin Stefanski is excellent. I'd also put him in that upper tier of coaches, even though he's just, what, 18 games into being a National Football League head coach. As I've said many times, as the Browns go up, the Vikings go down. And there's one reason, Kevin Stefanski. Bengals, yeah, I could see the Bengals pulling the plug on Zach Taylor after this year. It will have been, what, 3 years? Or is it two? Doesn't matter. But I could see them doing it, although the Brown family doesn't like to pay coaches not to coach. So there's that. But I'd say, yeah, that's probably a little better than 50-50 that Zach Taylor wouldn't be back. But the Bengals might just want to let him play out the contract rather than paying a coach not to do his job. Texans simply have a placeholder this year. The coach even admitted when he declined a penalty that would not have hurt his team at all in the loss to the Browns, that it was frustration. You can't do that. He's not head coaching material. He's simply holding the spot until the Texans reboot the franchise with a new quarterback and probably with a lot of other things. And the presence of loser Lovie Smith as the assistant or associate head coach and defensive coordinator to the current head coach shows they have no intention on winning this year. It's a placeholder. They can't take the year off, but they're planning to reboot the franchise in 2022, and it'll be with an entirely new coaching staff and a new quarterback. Mike Vrabel looks secure with the Titans. Frank Reich might be in for a bad year with the Colts, but I believe in Reich. It just, the Wentz move looks like it isn't going to work. And I don't know where else they turn in season. I mean, we still have weeks before the trade deadline, and Frank Reich is very aggressive, but it just looks like a bad year for the Colts. But Reich's someone who can afford a bad year here or there. I think Urban Meyer is one and done. I don't even know if he finishes the year in Jacksonville, and I couldn't wish him any less success. Ron Rivera, one of the best coaches out there with Washington. I don't know much about the Eagles head coach other than he needs to stop clicking the highlighter and having it attached to the visor. It's a really odd look. I guess that replaces the, since who was the fat guy in the garbage bag from New England who coached the Lions for a while with the pencil. So now we have that with the Eagles head coach, but clearly he's going to get another year. Mike McCarthy, I'll say this about the Cowboys in their first two games. They look very well coached, very well coached. And remember, McCarthy was in that tough spot last year, as all first-year coaches were last year. He didn't really get in-person time with his players to get to know them, to evaluate them, to teach them things. It was very difficult on first-year head coaches last year due to COVID. The Cowboys, a combination of McCarthy and Dan Quinn, look very well prepared. I even bring up a couple of things. Look at what the Cowboys did the last play of the game against the Bucs, how creative that play was, trying to, you know, get 75 yards or draw a penalty so they could kick a field goal. And then look at the creative play they ran at the end of the first half against the Rams. There's a lot of thought going into these game plans and what the Cowboys are prepared to do. So I see that being a stable situation next year. Giants, I heard this from a radio personality who actually isn't a sports radio personality, but he's just a football fan. He just says he has no problem with Joe Judge, but the Giants next year will have an entirely different look. I believe that. So I don't think Joe Judge nor Jason Garrett survived that in New York. 49ers, stable situation with Shanahan. McVay, one of the best coaches out there. Kingsbury's off to a good start. Now let's see, unlike last year, if Kingsbury and Kyler can finish the deal. They collapsed the last month and a half of 2020. If they do that again in 2021, I think Arizona would make a change, but it's off to a good start. I'd put that as 50-50. the Arizona situation. Pete Carroll, age doesn't seem to be holding him back. As long as Russell Wilson and him and Russell Wilson seem to have worked everything out for this year, I don't have anything to go on to believe that situation would change for next year. Green Bay, no, they're not going to move on from LaFleur. They're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Bears, yeah, that's going to change. Mike Zimmer, as I've said continuously, and Zimmer's just an arrogant prick. GM needs to go in Minnesota. Head coach needs to go. Kirk Cousins needs to go. That is a situation where all the Vikings did, what now, 4 years ago on the Minneapolis miracle pass from Case Keenum, who that same GM and that same coach let go, let him go. And he got them to the NFC title game. And now Diggs is gone too. There's just so many arguments for the Vikings making major changes at the three key spots, GM, head coach, and quarterback for 2022. Lions, they just got Matt Campbell there. Nobody wins in Detroit, but Campbell will get a second year. I can make a case Bruce Arians would step aside, go into the front office of the Buccaneers if the Buccaneers want to keep Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles wants to be a head coach again. Arians seems to be someone who would do something like this. Now, I'm not sure the Glazers want him to do this, but I could see a scenario, especially if Arians gets a little worried about his health privately, and unlike Urban Meyer, it's legitimate and it's not used as a crutch or an excuse. Funny how Urban uses it as an excuse to not do something, then it's not a reason not to do something else. Arians, I don't think, is like that. I think he's a good human being. But if the Bucs want to keep Todd Bowles, I think Arians would need to step aside, go into the front office, maybe in a team president role, and let Bowles become the head coach. Otherwise, Bowles is going to be a head coach somewhere else in the NFL next year, and I don't think he'll do that well. Now, granted, nobody has been successful with the Jets, but I wouldn't be optimistic about it. But if the Bucs want to keep Bowles, that's the scenario. So just file that away. If the Glazers and Tom Brady say to Bruce Arians, no, you need to stay the head coach, you'll be all right promoting one of the position coaches to defensive coordinator, you know, let Todd Bowles move on, then Arians would stay. But I think that's worth looking at. Now, I think if Brady up and retires after this year, Arians would go with him. So there are some moving parts there, and just keep an eye on it. Rule in Carolina, yeah, I think he'll be back next year. I don't think he's totally figured out the NFL game yet, but like a Kingsbury, there's enough to go on to give him more time. Sean Payton, one of the best coaches in the NFL, no question. Arthur Smith is off to as bad of a start as just about anybody in the National Football League with the Falcons' first two games, especially the embarrassing opening home loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Plantation Palms Golf Club. Thank you very much for listening. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you next time.